50 years ago today, Sam Cooke stepped on stage at a club in Miami.
So what do you say, let's all get together and welcome him to the stand with a great big hand. How about it for Sam Cooke? How about it? How about it?
More on that recording in a moment, but first, a little history. Sam Cooke started singing in a church choir on the south side of Chicago. He joined the Soul Stirrers, one of the country's biggest gospel groups. But when he struck out on his own, Sam Cooke hit it big with a mainstream audience singing popular songs that struck gold.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took.
By 1962, his record label decided it was time for a live album, and someone picked out a warm Miami date. Early in 1963, January 12th, at the Harlem Square Club. Now, Harlem Square was a small club in downtown Miami. That night, it was packed with some of the singer's most devoted fans from his gospel days. The result was loud, raw, artful, and raucous. But it wasn't the Sam Cooke the label was looking for to try to sell to mainstream audiences. RCA decided to tuck the Harlem Square Club recording into their archives. Now let's cut to 1985, when a record executive named Greg Geller discovered those recordings and quickly released Live at the Harlem Square Club 1963. It is now considered one of the greatest live albums ever recorded. And Greg Geller joins us now from studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Scott.
Now, as we mentioned, this is considered one of the greatest live albums of all time. Why?
Well, I think it just captures the fervor of both Sam and his audience in a way that very few live recordings do. I mean, it almost accidentally picks up, even in its imperfections, the excitement of that night in that club at that time.
Everybody, come on, sing along with me. It's no fun. I think of you every morning. Think of everybody. Everybody. And I dream of you every night. I dream you're sounding good. Darling, I'm never lonely. Darling, I'm never, never.
As a record executive, Greg, why do you think the people who preceded you didn't want this album released?
I thought about that a lot. You know, Sam was what we've come to call a crossover artist. You know, he crossed over from gospel to pop, which was controversial enough in its day. But once he became a pop artist, he had a certain mainstream image to protect. And the fact is that, you know, when he was out on the road, he was playing to a predominantly, almost exclusively black audience. And he was doing a different kind of show, a much more down-home, down-to-earth, gut-bucket kind of show than what he would do for his pop audience.
Let's listen to another bit from that recording.
You feel like you want to twist a little while now, huh? I said, do you feel like you want to twist a little while? All right, let's go. A one, a two, a put it in.
Just a year after this recording that we've been able to listen to today, this Harlem Square performance in Miami, Sam Cooke died of a gunshot wound. 1964. The circumstances are still in dispute. He was just 33 years old. It's hard not to hear this and ask how big he might have been.
He was very much involved in his own record company, a company called SAR Records, for which he signed and produced young talent. Perhaps he would have pursued that further. He certainly would have continued as a recording artist and a songwriter. Would he have become like Marvin Gaye, let's say, making albums of more topical concerns. I mean, certainly toward the end of his life, he recorded a song named A Change Is Gonna Come, which has gone on to become something of an anthem,
yeah,
sort of in retrospect for the civil rights movement.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
He was a multi-talented individual with very wide range of interests, and I think his talent could have taken him just about anywhere.
We want to go out with some music. What do you? What would you like us to play?
Oh my God! From the Harlem Square Club album.
Yes.
Maybe nothing. Nothing can change this love.
If I go a million miles away, I'd write a letter each and every day, 'cause I know that nothing, nothing can ever change that love I have for you.
Greg Geller, record producer who helped reissue Sam Cooke's Live at the Harlem Square Club, 1963. It was recorded 50 years ago today. Greg, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Nothing will ever change that love I have for you. Let me tell you why nothing can change it. 'Cause oh, you're the apple of my eye. You're cherry pie. And oh, you're cake and ice cream. And all you're that, you're sugar and spice.